Jewish families observe this wonderful tradition. They look towards the Messiah. And I was asking you the question, why is it that more don't really understand that the Messiah has come? They're still anticipating that Jesus, the Messiah, will come. Now, I know you have a real love for your Jewish people, and so do I. And I know Isaac does too, and actually has some of his family in the past have had ministries to Jewish people. We know that that's an important thing, and we rejoice in the fact that because Christ came, that we I'm speaking me and my Isaac as well, as Gentiles, have now become a part of the spiritual commonwealth of Israel. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. And I think sometimes we too often take that for granted. But let me start out with you right now. Could you share with our Christian listeners, primarily on this program, how that better understanding the Passover, of the Seder meal you just walked through, and this time of year in particular should help us be more effective in our witnessing to our Jewish friends? Kind of laid down, you were going down that road of priority of the message of the gospel to Jewish people. Build that out a little bit if you could.
Well, what I was saying is mostly the gospel to Jewish people for the last 2,000 years has tragically been, be baptized or we will kill you. And it's almost like this. When Jewish people read Moses, the Word of God says that a veil lies over their minds. Well, my discovery, ever since my eyes were opened about 40 years ago, is that when Christians, most Christians, not all, read Paul, there's a similar veil that lies over their minds, because they don't really see that Jesus lived his entire life in the land of Israel, that all of his apostles were Jewish, that all of his disciples were Jewish, and that they celebrated Passover. They never knew about Easter. They celebrated the Feast of Dedication or Hanukkah, not his birthday. They celebrated all of the feasts of the Lord. They met at the temple. They went in the synagogues on Saturday, on the Sabbath. And so what was a Jewish culture has changed to what today is a foreign culture to Jewish people. And so in a sense, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, has become a foreigner. And even the biblical account, when we read the gospel, we see that the people flocked to him. They, the leaders of the Pharisees were very careful what they did with him because they feared the people. Well, it wasn't that they feared Indians or Chinese people. They were fearing the people of Israel because the people of Israel were thrilled. He was famous in Israel. And I believe God has called me and you to make him famous in Israel once again. And by Christians understanding things like the Passover and being able to explain to Jewish people that, hey, I have become part of the covenant that God made with your people. I love and I serve your God. I worship your God. I read your book. You see, Jewish people have never heard that. They have been told, you need to convert to our religion, you need to become one of us, when that is not biblical. Because Christians, just like you mentioned, become part of the commonwealth of Israel. They are grafted on to the olive tree, which is their tree. The Jewish people are the natural branches. Those who are not born Jewish are wild branches grafted onto a cultivated olive tree. And the Passover is such a striking example of the riches of that olive tree that are not really, Christians are not being nourished by it because they've bypassed it. And yet, as you can see, it's so rich.